Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Bava Metzia, Daf Lamed Vav. We read yesterday, got down to about halfway down, Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, and we'll begin with the words Itmar. Now, we learned continuously for the safety and success of Chaylei Tzal, they should bring back the Chatufim, Bimheira, in good health. All those who need a Refuah Shleima should have one, Bimheira, and Be'ezus Hashem, there should be Shalom and all of Klal Yisrael. Okay, we pick up halfway down Lamed Vav Omid Aleph with the words Itmar. And the side in the Msar Sashas, you can see where we are, where it says Baba Kama Yud Aleph and Nun Vav, and that's because we had learned this relatively recently in Baba Kama. The Gemara starts off and says it was said in the Beis Medrash that a Shomer Shemosar Lushomer. We know we've been talking about the various Shomerim in this parak quite a bit. And when you're giving over something to watch, the question is, do you have a right to give it over to somebody else to watch that item without the express permission of the person who was mafkid, who deposited that item with you? So a shomer, shemosel shomer. Reuven gave Shimon something to watch. Shimon is a shomer of some sort. We'll discuss in a moment what type of shomer he is. And then Shimon gives this item over to Levi to watch. So Rav Amar Potter. In this situation, Rav says that Shimon is going to be Potter. Rashi points out, Mikol Masha Hayo Niftar Im Shomerhu Atzmo. Whatever his status was, so then if something happens to that item while it's in the possession of Levi, that if it had been in his possession, he would be Potiphar, so then he's Potiphar, even though it's now in Levi's possession, watching it, and not his own. But if he would have been Potiphar for this type of thing, let's say there was own sin that occurred while it was in Levi's possession, so then since he would be Potiphar for own sin, so then he is not obligated to go and pay back Reuven anything. There'll have to be a shvua to say that he wasn't negligent, that a shvua that whatever happened to it, happened to it, that would be making him potter. But if Levi is making that shvua, so then Shimon is going to be potter. That's Rav's opinion. Rav Amar potter. A shomer shemosel a shomer. You're a potter if you would have been potter if this thing happened to yourself. On the other hand, Rav Yochanan Amar Chayev. Rav Yochanan says, you are Chayev in this situation. Now, what is the scenario? Is it talking about what's the understanding of this machlokes? So Abaye is going to explain it to us first. Amar Abaye, Abaye says, L'taimei d'Rav. According to Rav's rationale, that you're potter, this is not only true if it's a better Shmira, Levi is a higher level Shomer than Shimon was, but even if Levi is a lower level Shomer. What do we mean by that? So Amar Abaye, L'taimei d'Rav, according to Rav, not only, lo me boy, you don't even have to tell me that this is the halacha. Of course, this is the halacha. If Shimon was a shomer chidim, shemotzel a shomer socher, he gave it over to Levi, who he's paying to watch it. A paid watchman, a shomer socher, is on a higher madrega. It's a better shmira than a shomer chidim. In fact, we see that, of course, a shomer chidim is going to be potter for everything but negligence, for everything but pshia. So Gneva Vaveda, the Shomer Chinam is potter, whereas the Shomer Socher is going to be chayim for Gneva Vaveda. So it's a higher level of Shmira. So Abaye says that according to Rav, of course, if Shimon was a Shomer Chinam and he gave it over to Levi as a Shomer Socher to watch, lo mi bayi, you don't have to tell me that that's the halacha. Shomer Chinam, Shemosel, Shomer Socher, the aluye aliye l'shmira. So this is a higher level of Shmira, a better level of Shmira that Levi is performing than Shimon. So of course, in that situation, you're not going to be chayiv. Of course, you're potter. But even El Afilu, Shomer Socher, if Shimon was the Shomer Socher, Shemosa L'Shomer Chinam, and he gave it over to Levi, who is only functioning as a Shomer Chinam, which is a lower level of Shmira, the Girue Gara L'Shmira, so that is a lower, less ideal level of Shmira. Nevertheless, Potter, according to Abaye's understanding of Rav, you would be Potter even in that scenario where the Shmira was worse by Levi than Shimon, at least from an objective point of view, in that Levi is a Shomer Chinam, whereas Shimon was a Shomer Socha. Nevertheless, Potter. Why, my timer? Because Doha Misara Liben Das, because Levi was a competent adult, and therefore he had the ability to watch it. And if it was something that, according to Rashi's understanding, if it was something that Shimon himself would have been Potter, let's say it was own sin, so then both the Shomer Chinam or the Shomer Socher is going to be potter. So despite the fact that Shimon was a higher level Shomer Socher and he gave it over to Levi, who was a lower level Shomer Chinam, the bottom line is, if it was own sin, he'd be potter anyway. So therefore, in this situation, even though the Shmira of Levi is a lower level Shmira of Shomer Chinam versus Shimon's level of being a Shomer Socher, according to Rav, as understood by Abaye, you would be potter anyway. What's the understanding of Rav Yochanan? Or the time of Rav Yochanan, Abaye says, according to the understanding of Yochanan, that you're chayiv no matter what. So lo boy, you certainly don't have to tell me shomer sachar shivasim shomer chidim. If the higher level shomer sachar of Shimon, who gave it over to a lower level shomer chinam of Levi, of course the gerui garal shmira. So of course you're going to be chayiv in that situation. It's a lower level of shmira, but Abai says that according to Rabbi Yochanan, even Elafilu, when it went from being a Shomer Chinam by Shimon, Shemosa Lu Shomer Socha, Levi is being paid to watch a higher level Shmira, the Aluye Ilye Lishmiroso, that this is a higher level Shmira. Nevertheless, Abai says, Rabbi Yochanan would say, Yechayev. Why is that? Because the Amale, because the original owner Reuven can say, listen, Shimon, I know you. I'm happy and was willing to have my Pikadon, my item, in your possession. And therefore, I'm going to be giving you the item to watch, but you're giving it over to Levi, even though he's a higher level shomer. I could tell you, the Amalei, Ein Mitzoni, Shei Piktoni, Biyarachem. I didn't want my item, my Pikado, to be in Levi's possession. And therefore, you had no right to give it over to him, and then you're chayv, even though he's a higher level shomer. That is Abaye's understanding of Rav Yochanan. Again, the critical idea is, Ein Mitzoni, Shei Piktoni, Biyarachem. I don't want my item to be in someone else's possession other than you, Shimon. Now, Amar Rav Chista now says that this understanding that Abaye had of Rav wasn't explicitly stated by Rav, but was an implication. Hod the Rav, that which Abaye explains Rav, that says, the Hod Mesorah Levin Das, so Hod the Rav, La Beferishit Mar Elamit Kalola. It was from another statement or another scenario that Rav had paskin then that, as we'll see, the Talmidim said, this must be Rav's Svara. The Hanu Ginoi, there were these gardeners. Ginoi is gardeners, from the Lashon of Gan. The Chol Yoma Havu Mafkidei Morayu, every day when they would go take their lunch break or whenever they were not working and they didn't need some of their tools, they would go give over their shovels, their Morayu, Gabor Dahi Safta. They would place them in safekeeping by this elderly woman, Dahi Safta. So she had a place, they would drop off their shovels over there, and they would go and do whatever they had to do, and she would watch their shovels. Now, Yom Echad, one day, Akidinu Ligabe Chad Minayu. One day, for whatever the reason, they didn't give it over to the Safta, to this elderly woman to watch, but they gave it over to one of their own, one of the gardeners. He said, okay, I'll watch. Well, you guys go off wherever you're going. I'll go and watch all the shovels. Nope, that's what they did. But this guy who's left to watch all the shovels heard a party going on. Shama Kala Behilula. Behilula is normally translated as a wedding, a chuppah, a party. Nope, there's going to be a lot of fun over there, a lot of excitement. And he wanted to go and join the party. But he was a relatively diligent person. He wasn't going to leave the shovels unattended. So what did he do? When he heard this party going on, Nofak, he went, Ozal, and he took Afkidinu Ligaba Dahai Safta. He took all the shovels, which they every day deposited by this elderly woman, this Safta, and he said, listen, can you watch all the shovels for us today? And she said, of course, yes. No, he's comfortable that she's watching the shovels, but this is the case of a shomer, Shemosa Lushomer. And meanwhile, he goes to the party, he goes to the wedding, at the Ozal Yosa, but by the time he comes back, Ignov Morayu. Unfortunately, all the shovels were somehow stolen from this Safta. Now, what's the Psak Halacha? Is this Shomer, the one that was the one of the gardeners, obligated? Is the Safta obligated? So, also the Kami de Rav, so they all went to a Din Torah by Rav, Uptore, and Rav said, no, nobody is chayv over here. There wasn't Pshia. The shovels were stolen, and therefore they're all potter. They're all shomer chinims over here. Now, this was a shomer, shemosa, a shomer. So it looks in this situation, the Talmidim said, man dechaza, the one who saw Rav's psak over here that said that the gardener who had been assigned the original shovels to watch, who gave it over to the Safta, so this was a shomer, shemosa, a shomer, Rav paskin, that you're in fact not obligated in this situation. So man dechaza, the Talmid who saw this psak of Rav, saw it, he said, oh, Mishum Shomer Shemosel Shomer Potter. The reasoning is that Rav said a Shomer Shemosel Shomer is in fact Potter. That's the Svara behind Rav. That's how he got Rav's understanding. This was based upon this case. They felt that that was Rav's psak. However, Rav Chisa said that's incorrect. Velohi. He says, why? Because Shiny Hassan, that is a different case. The reason why Rav Yochanan said that Yochayv is because Ein Ritzoni Shiei Pigdoni Biyaracher. However, here, how could the other gardener say, oh, we didn't want that Safta to go and watch our shovels. We have no right to give it to her. Every day they gave it to her. The whole Yom Nami inu gufayu gabor. Every day, these gardeners gave their shovels to the Sabda. Why they didn't give it to her this day, I don't know. Maybe she was late to coming to her office, to her storehouse, whatever. But every day, they're comfortable with her having their shovels. So, the Ha'isav, every day, Havu Mavkadei Lehu. So, you can't argue, Ein Ritzoni Shei Pigdoni B'Yad Acher, because every day they gave it to her. So therefore, this is the exception to the rule. But maybe Rav's opinion is, in general, you would be chayiv. So therefore, Rav Chisna doesn't like that this Abaye's understanding of Rav is correct. Because he says it was only based upon this implication, in this case, of Shomer, Shavuot, Shomer, and that was a unique situation where they gave it to this third party, this lady, the Safta in this case, to watch every day. So therefore, when Shimon gave it over, when the gardener gave it over to this Safta, it was within the accepted parameters, and you can't argue Ein Ritzoni Shei Pigdoni B'Yad Acher. But in general, maybe Shomer Shemasa L'Shomer would be chayiv like Rav Yochanan in general. So Gemara says, Yosef Ravami, Ravami was sitting, Ravami is a major Talmud of Rav Yochanan, and the Karmar Lo Loho Shmaisa, Rashi explains, he said over this understanding of Rav Yochanan, who was his Rebbe, Rashi says. Now, he said over that you're chayiv because Ein Ritzoni Shei Pigdoni B'Yad Acher, even if it's a higher level of Shmira. Now, Esrei Rav Abba Bar Mamul Rav Ami, when Rav Ami taught over this memory from his Rebbe, so Rav Abba Bar Mamul questioned it, and he said, wait a second, our Mishnah, the end of our Mishnah, it said, Hasocher Parah Mechaveru, if a person rents a cow from his friend, so Shimon rents a cow from Reuven, V'shil L'Yacher, and then he goes and lends it to Levi. Again, Shimon rented it from Reuven, and he then lent it to Levi. Umeso kidarka, and the animal dies via onsen. It has a heart attack. Not mesa machmas melacha, but it dies just stam. It dies. So we had said in our Mishnah, Yishova hasocher, Shimon has to swear to Reuven, shemeso kidarka, that it died a natural death, which is onsen, for which he's potter for. The hashoel, and the borrower in that situation, who's chaya for onsen, Levi, would have to go and pay, mishalim, lesocher, would have to pay to Shimon. So Reuven, who owns the cow, gets nothing, we said. And Shimon, who is Potter from paying Reuven because it was own sin for which he's not chayiv for as a shomer sachar, is entitled to get the full value of the cow from the shoel who's chayiv for own sin. Now, that's our Mishnah. That's the Tanakhama. Rav Yossi disagrees with it, but that's our Mishnah. So, Rav Abba Bar Mamul questions Rav Ami and says, if Rav Yochanan is right, Vim Isa, then in fact, the person has the right to say, Ein Ritzoni Shei Pigdoni B'Yad Acher, so then, why, in this situation, is Shimon not going to be chayiv? Leimalei, Reuven should be able to say to Shimon, Ein Ritzoni Shei Pigdoni B'Yad Acher, I didn't want my pikadon to be in anyone else's hands but you. I know you, Shimon. You, I was okay with having the pikadon in your hands, but I don't know Levi. I don't want my pikadon in his hands. If that's true, so then, if Shimon gives it over to Levi, it's essentially pshia, and therefore, Shimon should be chayiv, and he should have to go and pay Reuven. But that's not what our Mishnah said. So therefore, this understanding of Yochanan that says Ein Ritzoni Shei Pigdoni B'Yad Acher can't be right. Amalei, so Rav Ami says back to Rabbi Abba, you have it wrong. Rav Abba Mamamo, you're not correct. Hocham Ayaskin, you know what we're talking about? Bishinos no lo. Now the Gersa that we have is Rishus Habalim, but on the side it says, the Mesoros Hashas, it says Habalim Rishus. Kishinosano Habalim Rishus Lahasho. Where Reuven did in fact give permission to Shimon to go and give it to Levi. And therefore, this is not a case of a person saying, Ein Ritzoni Shei Pigdoni B'Yad Acher. So Gemara says, if that's true, so then why are we saying that Shimon lent it to Levi? In fact, Reuven lent it to Levi because he gave permission to Shimon to go and give it to Levi. So in that situation, why is Levi paying Shimon? He should pay Reuven. Reuven was the one that lent it to him, not Shimon. Ihachi libalim boy l'shlume. Levi should have to pay the balim, Reuven, because they gave permission to Shimon to lend it to him, and therefore it's as if they lent it to Levi. So Gemara says, no, because what happened over here was not that Reuven told Shimon, yes, you can lend it to Levi. Reuven told Shimon, when Shimon said, listen, I'm renting it for you, but I might want to lend it out to people, Reuven had said, that's okay. The Amrulei, we're talking here where the Reuven, the original owner, said to Shimon, the Shomer Sachar, L'datech, if you want to go and give it to somebody, no problem. As Rashi says, Kirtzocha, at your will, im tirtzo lahashila, if you wish to go and lend it to somebody else, during yemei sichures zecha, during the days that you're renting it from me, ain't none of makpidim. We don't object. In other words, the owner of the item said, it is fine for you to go and lend it. But he didn't say lend it to Levi. He just said it's fine to lend it. And therefore, Hilkach, Shimon, who his Shila? Va'abalim en yicholim lomar en ritzono. And here the Balaam can't say, en ritzono she piktoni bi'adachar, because they gave permission to be piktoni bi'adachar. And that's why in this situation, our mission is not a contradiction to Rav Yochanan. If in fact, however, the original owner, Reuven, had not given permission to Shimon to go and lend it to someone such as Levi, so then, in fact, the original owner would have the right to say, en ritzono she piktoni bi'adachar, and Shimon, in fact, would be poshea by giving it to Levi, and Shimon, in fact, would have to go and pay, exactly like Rav Yochanan said. So this is the understanding of Abaya within Rav Yochanan's opinion. The Rav Yochanan's opinion is, Ein Ritzoni Shei Pikdoni Biyad Acher. Now, Masiv Rami Bar Chama, Rami Bar Chama has a different understanding of Rav Yochanan. And he says, Hamafgid Moz Eitzel Chaveru, this is a Mishnah that we'll have in a week or so, next week on Daf Mem Beis, and it says there, if a person puts money in his fellow's possession, so Reuven puts $100 in Shimon for safekeeping. And what did he do? Shimon went and was negligent. Tziroron, he bundled it up, he put it in some sort of a bag, however, the Hishilon La'achorov, and he slung it over his shoulder, and anybody could easily go and take it from that bag without Shimon, the Shomer Chinam, knowing that somebody took it from him. In other words, this is not considered a good Shmira, and he is Poshea. Or, Misaron Livno Ubito Haktanim, or he did an inadequate Shmira by giving it over to his son or his daughter, who are below the age of Bar Bas Mitzvah. In other words, they're not a Bar Das, and this isn't considered a good Shmira. Now, the way Rashi understands the next words is, V'no'al Bifneim Shelo Kiroi, and in this situation, the son and the daughter didn't lock the door properly. So therefore, this is Oshim Misorim Livno Levito Akitanim, Rashi says, and they didn't lock the door properly. According to the Girsa that's brought down, however, if you see in the Misoris Hashas, so he brings down the Girsa of the Rif and the Rush, their Goris, oh, Nobifim. This is another case where he himself didn't lock the door properly. In other words, it's a different case of Pshia. There's no real halachal maisa difference over here. They all are basically saying, when this Shomer Chinam, Shimon, who took the money to watch, didn't watch it properly, chay, that is Pshia. He didn't do a proper Shmira, Shelo Shomer, Kiderech HaShomer. Fine. Very simple, very straightforward. Now, here's where Rami Bar Chama says, your understanding of Rav Yochanan, that Ein Ritzoni Shei Pektoni Biyad Acher, can't be correct. Because Taima, it implies over here from this Mishnah on Mem Beis that it's only because this man gave it over to his son and his daughter who were Kitanim. The implication would be, Hagidolim, if he in fact gave it over to his son or his daughter who were Bar Mitzvah, Bas Mitzvah, and they're Bar Das, and they're a good Shomer, so then this would be a case of a Shomer, Shemosar L'Shomer, Hagidolim, Potter, they would be Potter. Now, according to Rav Yochanan, why am I? Namely, Reuven should be able to tell Shimon, I gave it to you to watch. I don't want my pikadon to be in somebody else's hands. You gave it to your son and your daughter. I didn't give you permission to do so, and therefore you should be chayev. Why does the Mishnah say the implication here? Hagidolim, it would be potter. So this is a kasha on your understanding, Abayi, of Rav Yochanan's rationale. However, the Gemara answers, no, Amar Rava. Rava comes along to defend Abayi, and Rava says, call him afkin, return to Lamed Vav on the base, when Reuven gives over his item to Shimon. Yes, Rav Yochanan says, "Ein ritzoni she'eh pikdoni biyad acher," but that doesn't include the guy's family. Al das ishto abanu v'makpid. When you gave it over to Shimon, it was yes, Shimon, you're going to watch it, or if you're not able to watch it, you're going to give it over to your son or daughter who are bar das. As Rashi brings out the top Rashi, al das shahanifkad mosro li ishto ubanu hagidolim. It's with the explicit understanding that Shimon can't watch it 100% of the time. He has to go to work sometimes. He's going to go out to the farm sometimes. And therefore, his wife or his adult children can take his place. The Ein Yicholim Lomar Ein Ritzoni She'eh Pikdoni Biyad Acher. And you can't go and say in that situation, no, I didn't want your wife or your adult children to watch it. That's implicit in the giving over to Shimon to watch. And this is not like giving over to an unrelated, unknown lady. Yes, that situation, a person can say, Ein Ritzoni She'eh Pikdoni Biyad Acher. But not the wife and the children, the adult children, though that is within the parameters of the Shmira itself of Shimon. And the Gemara says, I'll show you that this is right. Amri nar daikanami. You can, in fact, make a deal from the Mishnah to show that this is right. Why did the Mishnah say his children? Diktani oshim yisorim livno ubito aktanim chayiv. The Mishnah specifically said he gave it over to his son or daughter who are aktanim, with the implication that if it was son and his daughter that were gedolim, they would be potter. Now, michlal, that implication implies that the la'acherim lo shno gedolim lo shno aktanim chayiv. That if he gave it over to somebody else, whether they gedolim or aktanim, he would be chayiv. Why? Because ein mitzoni she pikdoni biyad acher. Because the imkain listnei ketanim stama. If it wasn't correct what we just said, then it just should have said any ketanim, whether it was making it his ketanim or not. So therefore, for the fact that it specifically said his ketanim, shma mina, that this in fact is correct, that ein ritzoni applies to everybody else. Yes, it, as we just said, al das ishto banav humavkid, so it doesn't apply to his kids, but it's not a stira in any way, and in fact it's supportive of Rav Yochanan. Now the top tosos, the imkain says, so imtomar tikshel rab, so then it should be kashan rab. Here you clearly see that the Mishnah on Membe says that ein ritzoni shebikdoni biyaracher. So why is the shomer allowed to give it over to another shomer and should be potter based upon this Mishnah? It seems clear cut that if you gave it over to somebody else, lo shno gedol, lo shno ketanim of somebody else, you're chayiv. So Tosfos says it's not a kashan rab because the yeshlomar the bonav nokat lirabusa. No, the chiddush over here is that, of course, if you give it over to somebody else who's a gadol, it also would be potter. The chiddush over here is, you might have thought that if you gave it over to his katan son or daughter, that they would also be potter. Because the aldaz banav haktanim, nami mafkid. You might have thought that, okay, he has an 11-year-old kid. I know he sometimes leaves his stuff with his 11-year-old kid. He's a mature kid. So you might have thought that even ketanim, it would be acceptable if it was his own ketanim. So the chiddush is, even though the regilus who shall form the most chefsel leban vaktanim, even though one might have said that that's an expected that he gives it out to his children that are under the age of bar bas mitzvah, nevertheless kamash will know that that's not the case. Okay, so it's not a kasha on Rav. Gemara continues and says, Amar Rava. Rava says, how do we paskin hilchasa shomer shemosa l'shomer chayiv. We paskin, in fact, like Rav Yochanan. And lo mi boy, not only shomer socha shemosa l'shomer chinam, not only when it's degrue gora l'shmiroso, not only the case where Shimon was a shomer socha and he gave it over to a shomer chinam lady, not only in that case, but even elo afilu shomer chinam, if Shimon was a shomer chinam and he gave it over to lady, it was a shomer socha, shemosa l'shomer socha, even in that situation, we paskin like Rav Yochanan, that you are chayiv. Now, why, my taima? Because the amalei at mehemnisli b'shvua hechlo mehemnisli b'shvua. But Rava says there's a different reason than what we gave before. Not because of it's not my will. Ein mitzoni she pigdoni biyaracher that my pikadu should be in somebody else's possession. No, that's not the reason. Rava says the reason is because Reuven can say, listen, Shimon, I know you and trust you. The reason why I gave it to you, even though you're only a shomer chinam, is because I trust you. I know you're an honest guy, and if something happens to it and you weren't posheya, then I accept that. Because I know you're an honest guy, and you're going to tell me the truth, and when you swear, I believe you. This Levi guy, I don't know him at all. I don't trust him. I think he's going to swear falsely, possibly. And therefore, you I trusted, him I didn't trust. I don't know him. At mehem nisli b'shvua. You, Shimon, I trust you, and I accept your shvua. Hey, this other guy, this Levi, I don't know him. Lo mehem nisli b'shvua. And therefore, I don't accept his shua, and therefore that's why you are chayiv. I didn't give you permission to give it over to Levi, who I do not know, and therefore do not believe with a shua. So there's a difference between the reasoning that we attributed to Abaye before, that ein mitzoni she pigdoni biyad acher, versus you're believed, Shimon, but Levi is not believed to me. Now, Tosus points out that there's an afgamina between these two. In the next Tosus, he says, Ulekach hecho shashomer rishon yochol lishava ala ones. The difference would be, the nafgamina would be, let's say that Shimon can attest, he swears that the animal died naturally. It was an ones. Or that armed robbers came. Or, shall you aid him bedover? And there are witnesses to attest to this. So, even though it was given over to a shmira that was even pachos, But nevertheless, Shimon can attest that no matter what, he would have been potter. No matter what. So therefore, even as a Shomer Socha, he would have been potter. So in that situation, according to this second opinion, Rava's understanding that it's the belief in the Shvua, so Reuven, you said you believe Shimon, and Shimon is swearing. He knows that it was an onus. He knows that it was something that he would be potter for. So you're believing me with the Shvua, you're not relying upon Levi. Or there were Eidim that show that, so there's no question. And therefore, even if Shimon had given it over to an incompetent Shomer, and it died in their possession, a Misa Kidarka. They didn't do anything wrong. So, Kivan da'af bebei Shomer Harishon Oysa Mesa, it would have died in his house also. The animal had a heart attack. What difference does it make if it had a heart attack in Levi's possession? Even if Levi was a Chayrishot Vakatan. It had a heart attack. It had nothing to do with the Shmira of Levi. It would have died in Levi's possession. It would have died in Shimon's possession. The Malchamavis, Mali Hacha, Mali Hasam. What difference does it make to the Malchamavis where the animal is? And therefore, in that situation, Rava would say that you would be Potter. But according to the reasoning of Abaye, the Ein Ritzoni, Shepikdoni, Biyad Acher, so it was now Biyad Acher. So right off the bat, it's Pshia, and therefore you would be Chayiv. So here's a Nafka Mina between the two. So the Rava, Shizel Tamo, Shirav Yochanan, Velo Kabaye, not like Abaye, Doma Mishum, the Ein Ritzoni, Shepikdoni, Biyad Acher. And therefore, we pass it over here, Tosa says, V'kein Alochim Ki Rava, this is not one of the Al Kigam. The Pasak Abaye, as opposed to Rabbeinu Chanan, who in fact is supposed to hear like Abaye, but this is not one of the Al Kagam. And therefore, Tosa says, we in fact paskin like Rava, and the rationale is because At Behemnes Li Bishvua and Hech Lo Mehemen Li Bishvua. Okay, now, Mark continues and says, Itmar Pasha Ba V'yotzus L'agam U'mesa Kedarka. Reuven gave over something, an animal, to Shimon to watch. And Shimon was negligent. He let it go out to the swamp. But the animal dies in the swamp of onsen. It just dies. Meso kidarka. So what's the halacha? So we have a machlokas over here between Abaye and Rav again. Each of them saying it over the name of Rabba. So the animal, again, was given by Reuven to Shimon. Shimon was negligent, and the animal went out to the swamp. He went out to the agam, but it dies there, kidarka, of onsen. Now, Abaye says, Mishmei de Rabba Omar, Chayev. Abaye, in the name of Rabba, says, Chayev. Shimon is responsible, even though it's onsen, because he let it, he was posheya, and it went out to the swamp. However, Rava Mishmei de Rabba, Rava says over the name of Rabba, Omar Potter. He says, no, Shimon, in this situation, will be Potter. Now, what's the rationale behind this? So, we first explain Abaye. Abaye Mishmei de Rabba, Omar Chayev, Abaye, who said it over the name of Rabba, that you are Chayev in this situation, is because, and he adds, called Dayana de lo doin ki aidino lab Dayanahu, and he says, anybody that doesn't follow my opinion, they're not a good judge. They're not a real judge, because my opinion is correct. He says, lo mi boya, not only are we talking here about leman diyom et chiloso bepshio v'sofa b'yonis tzchayev. This is a famous machlokes. We'll have a little bit later in the Masechta, where we have, if a shomer was posheya in the beginning, but ultimately at the end, the animal died unrelated to his pshia at the beginning. So do we consider his pshia at the beginning to say, once you're posheya, that's it. Anything that happens there afterwards, you're going to be chayav for no matter what? Or do we say, no, as long as your pshia had nothing to do with the animal's death or stealing or whatever it was that happened to the animal, you are, in that situation, going to be potter. So this is a famous machlokes, whether tchilas of pshia of a sofa or bionis is going to be chayav or potter. So Abaye explains in the name of Rabba that even if you hold that Chiloso b'pshia v'sofa b'yonis is potter, I say my opinion. Because certainly, if you hold Chiloso b'pshia v'sofa b'yonis you're chayav, so then you're going to be chayav. Absolutely. That's no doubt. You were posheya. This guy let the animal go out to the swamp. So that's it. Pshia. And no matter what, once you were posheya, sofa, even if it's b'yonis, you're going to be chayav. So certainly, in that situation, you're going to be chayav. That's clear. But Abaye says the name of Rabba, El Afilu Liman Diyama Potter. Even according to Liman Diyama, it says, Tchilas of Pshia v'sof v'bionis, you are Potter, as long as your Pshia had nothing to do with the animal's death, and the animal died of an onsen, so then you would be Potter, even according to that Liman Diyama, Hochachayev. In this situation, with the Agam, the animal went off to the Agam, the Shomer was Posheya, and allowing the animal to go off to the Agam, but then it dies Kedarka, even in that situation, if you hold Chilas of Pshia v'sof v'yonis, your potter, here you're going to be Chayev. Hachachayev. Why? My taima. Because we say, the Amrinan, Havlo di Agmo Katla. There was a continuous Pshia over here. The smell, the atmosphere, the being in the Agam caused the animal to die. If the animal had been in Shimon's barn, it never would have died. It was because it was in the agam that the animal died. So even though normally, the philosopher B'shiyah of Sof of Yonis, Man Diyomis says you're potter, would say you should be potter, but here, it's Tchilaso B'Pshia and Sofo B'Pshia. The agam killed the animal. And therefore, that's why you're chayiv in this situation. Bein L'man D'Yomer says, Tchilaso B'Pshia and Sofo B'Yonis chayiv. Bein L'man D'Yomer, Tchilaso B'Pshia and Sofo B'Yonis, you're going to be potter. Here, you're going to be chayiv because the agam killed the animal. The Amrinan Haglo, the agma, the air, the atmosphere of the agam killed this animal. That's why it's far. Rava says, Pum Fakert. Rava Mishmei the Rabba Amar Potter. Rabba says over the name of Rabba that you're potter over here. And he says, anybody that doesn't judge like me is wrong. Called Dayana de lo dayan ki aidina lav dayanhu. If you don't follow me, you're not a good dayan. Now, he then says, lo mi boy, the same machlokas is chilas b'shiyah v'sof b'yonis. He says, lo mi boy l'man d'yomar, you don't even have to tell me, according to man d'yomar, it says chilas b'shiyah v'sof b'yonis, you're potter, that you're potter, the potter over here. Because this is a classic case. There was b'shiyah at the beginning, but then there was sof b'yonis, and this man d'yomer says you're potter, so of course you're potter. But even according to the other man d'yomer, El Afilu man d'yomer d'yomer chayev, who says tchilas b'pshiyah v'sof b'yonis, you're chayev. That man d'yomer would say in this situation, hocham potter. Why? My timer. Why? So the Gemara says the Amrinan malach hamavis malihocham malihosam. What we just wrote down from Tosus. This is where Tosus got it from. This animal was destined to die. It had nothing to do with the hevlo of the agam. The animal is going to have a heart attack today at 10 o'clock. What difference does it make if the animal is in Shimon's barn or the animal's in the agam? Either way, the animal will die. And therefore, in this situation, even if you hold normally, tchilas of b'shiyah v'sof b'yonis, you're chayav, nevertheless, hacha potu, because mali hacha, mali hasam. Now, these are the two opposite opinions of Abaye and Rava within the opinion of Rabba. Now, Umodi Abaye, who says that normally you're going to be chayev, admits over here the e hodra lebe mara umesa, that if the animal was returned from the swamp, Shimon was negligent to let it go out to the swamp, he went to the swamp to get the animal, he brings the animal back to his barn, and then the animal gets a heart attack in the barn and dies, mesa kedaka, even Abaye says everybody would say in this situation, the potter. Why? My timer, the ha hadra law. He says, in this situation, I return the animal to the barn. And it's ridiculous to think that the atmosphere of the agam was still somehow impacting the animal, and that's why it died. So bottom line is, the animal is safe and sound back where it was. And therefore, Abaye would agree in this situation that you would be potter. And likewise, Umodi Rava, Rav who says you normally potter, would agree, Kolhecha, the Ignava Gan of Biagam. If the animal had been stolen from the Agam, and then Umeso Kidarko Beganim, and then it died in the possession of the Ganim, a regular death, then even Rava would say that you're chayiv in that situation. The chayiv, why is that? My time up. What's the rationale? Because the Ishovko Malachamoves, Bevesi the Ganva Havakaima. Because if you're not telling me that the animal died, if the animal didn't die, so where would it be? It would be in the Ghana's possession anyway, and you wouldn't be able to get it back. So therefore, you're chayv no matter what. You don't say over here, Mali Hocha, Mali Hossam. No, it makes a big difference. If it had been in the hands of the Ghana, you wouldn't get it back. So therefore, in this situation, even Rabba would be molded that you're chayv. Okay. Now the Gemara questions. Amalei Abaye l'Rabba. Abaye questions Rabba's rationale. And he says, L'didach, according to you, the Amris, Malach HaMavis, Mali Hocha, Mali Hossam, according to you, who say, that what difference does it make where the animal is? The Malachamov is coming to get him. That's it. He's going to die anyway. So therefore, Abaye says to Rava, why are you saying that he's potter? Because of this principle of Mali Hoch, Mali Hossam. So then, Hai Diosi Rabbi Abba Marmamo L'Rav Ami. That question we had on the Omer Aleph, that Rav Abba Marmamo said to Rav Ami, how can you go and say that Rav Yochanan's reasoning is that the person would be Chayev because he would say, Ein Ritzoni, Shepikdoni, the Yad Acher, Vishoni Le Bishinos, Lo Bal, Mishus Lasho. And Rav Ami had answered back, no, in this situation, Reuven had given Shimon permission to go and lend it to somebody else. Why did you have to give that somewhat forced teretz? He should have simply said, Vilei Malei, Malachamavis, Malihocha, Malihosam. If you are correct that this is a rationale, he should have just said simply, Malihocha, Malihosam. So that would have been a perfectly good answer. Why do you have to give the somewhat forced dochak teretz that, oh, Reuven had given permission to Shimon to give it to whoever he feels like lending it to? So Rava responds and he says, no, Amalei. Lididchu dumasnisu ein mitzoni shei biktoni v'yaracher. According to you, Abaya, who says the reasoning is ein mitzoni shei biktoni v'yaracher, you're talking right. Equally also lahayi. He should have given that answer. However, according to me, Lididi, the Amina, at behemnesli bishua, behech lo memeli bishua. But my reasoning has nothing to do with ein mitzoni shei biktoni v'yaracher. My reasoning is, Reuven can say to Shimon, you, I trust with the Shua. Levi, I don't know. I don't trust him with the Shua. So, Lekuli also call. This answer, Mali, Malachamavis, Mali Hoch, Mali Hossam, it doesn't get off the ground. Because he says, his swearing that the Malachamavis killed the animal, I don't believe him. I think he stole the animal and he has it someplace else. I don't have to believe him. I only believe you. And that's why you're a Poshea by giving it over to someone else. And I don't have to go and accept it. And the fact that we pointed out, if Shimon himself is able to go and swear, yes, the animal died of onsen, so then we're not even relying on Levi in that situation. We do believe Shimon. And in fact, we say, Malachamavis, Malihach, Malihasim, the animal died, and therefore he's potter. Okay. Now, Masiv Rabbi Machama, Rabbi Machama is going to question Abaye. It says in the Mishnah, there's a Mishnah we have much later in the Masechta, on Daf, Tzadigim Olam Beis, it says, Hello Leroshe Tzukin. If a person went and brought the animal up to the top of the mountain. Now, it's dangerous to go bring the animal up to the top of the mountain, as we'll see from the Mishnah. And in fact, the Noftla, the animal fell down, and it died. So one might have thought that this is an onus. So the Mishnah says, Ein's onus l'chayiv. This is not considered an onus. Don't bring the animal up to the top of the mountain. And then argue, well, it's an onus l'chayiv. Now, ha, mesa kedarka, but the implication is, if the animal didn't fall down and die, it just died. It was on the top of the mountain. It was grazing up there. And then it had a heart attack and it died. Then in fact, it is considered an onus. But how come the original owner should be able to go tell Shimon, this guy who's grazing the animal on the top of the mountain, Avira de Harkotla. Just like the Avira de Agam, he should have been able to say, Avira de Harkotla. It's much less. On the top of Mount Everest, the air is much thinner, and the animal couldn't breathe, and the animal died on the top of the mountain. Alternatively, Inami, Uvtsuna de Harkotla. It was very tired from walking all the way up to the top of the mountain. As Rashi brings down, all the way at the bottom of the first of the wide lines, Ayefus, Torah Hamala, the difficulty, the exhaustion that the animal had in climbing up the mountain, it now was short of breath, and that's why it got a heart attack and died. So therefore, the shepherd, this shomer, who's grazing the animal on top of the mountain, so he should be held liable. Ein ze onus v'chayiv. But that's not what the Mishnah says. Hamesa gedarka, the Mishnah said, hareza onus u'patur. It is considered an onus, and it's patur. So, nu abaya, what are you going to say to that? So, Gemara says, hochamai askinon, shehele lemire shomein v'tov. No. He had the right to bring the animal up to the top of the mountain. Because you know what? The pasturing was really good up there. And that's what the Shomrim did. As Tosos points out in the third Tosos, the Hashta Lohevi Pshia Bahalah. This is not considered Pshia. He's supposed to go and graze the animal, pasture the animal. And he in fact did it. He did it in the best place possible, which is the top of the mountain. So therefore, it's not considered a Pshia at all. And therefore, if the animal's Mesa Kedarka, so then the person is going to be Potter. Gemara says, well, that if that's true, ihachi, then even in the case of Nafla, Nami, the din should be the same, even in the case of the animal fell down, since he had the right to bring the animal up there, so he shouldn't be responsible if the animal falls down. Nafla Nami. The Gemara answers, no, because Shahaya lo litokva, he should have held on to it tighter. As Rashi says, Lachachzikba, Shekin derech rom. Yeah, you have the animal in a great pasturing area, but you better hold on to that animal and make sure, you better surround it and make sure that it doesn't fall down off the cliff and hurt itself and die. So he was negligent by not doing so. Velo tekofa, he didn't go and hold it, and that's why he's chayiv in the case of Nafla. Where it says, Ihachi, if that's true, Emeresha, look at the beginning part, which says, also L'Rashi Tzukim V'Nafla, Hareza Ones. If, when he's bringing it up to the top of the mountain, and the animal falls off, so then it is considered an onsen. Why don't we say over there, Iboyle L'Miskifa, why don't we say over there, that you should have held on to it more tightly? So Gemara says, no. Lo. Tzricha Shetekafaso V'Olsa. Tikufaso v'yarda. No, he did the best that he could, but the animal overpowered him. As Rashi says, Tikufaso al karcho the also lo yochol lahachzik bo shechazaka ha'isomim menu. He tried to hold the animal, and in that situation, the animal overpowered him. So he had the right to go and bring the animal up to the top for the pasture, and the animal somehow broke loose despite his best efforts, and that's why it's an onus. Also, Rosh Yitzuk even Nofla Hareza onus in this situation because despite his holding on to the animal overpowered him and was able to break away. And then when the animal falls, so it's not his fault; it's own sin, and therefore he's potter. So all the kashas against the Abaye have been reconciled. Now we go on to the next part of the Mishnah. We said Amar Rav Yossi had said. In the case of Reuven giving over to Shimon, and Shimon gives it over to Levi, so if Shimon was a Shomer Socher, so he's potter for Onsin, and the Shoal is Chayev for Onsin, so we had the paradox that Tanakhama said, that Shimon doesn't have to pay Reuven, but Levi has to pay Shimon. So Rav Yossi had questioned that in the Mishnah, said, how can that possibly be, that Shimon is doing business with Reuven's animal? Instead, Rav Yossi said, the Shoel, Levi, should just pay Reuven and not pay Shimon and have Shimon not pay Reuven. Levi, the Shoel, should directly go and pay Reuven, the original owner. Now, I'm Rav Yehuda, I'm Rav Shmuel. Halacha Rav Yossi. Rav Yehuda, in the name of Shmuel, says, we paskin, in fact, like this opinion of Rav Yossi in the Mishnah. I'm Rav Shmuel, Bar Yehuda, Rav Yehuda. So, Rav Shmuel, the son of Yehuda, says to Rav Yehuda the Amora, I'm Islam Mishmei Shmuel. You just said over this din, I'm Rav Yehuda, I'm Rav Shmuel, that we possibly like Rav Yossi, did you say that also in the case, not only over here, in the case that we just wrote down from our Mishnah, Cholakoya Rav Yossi, did he also argue, and we turn to Lamezayin Amad Aleph, Af Barishona, even in the first Mishnah in Perikam Afkid. There we had said that if the Shomer Chinam did not wish to make a Shvua, and he in fact paid, so the Kefil goes to the Shomer. You, Rav Yossi, disagree with that. You say that even if he paid, nevertheless, the kefil goes to the original owner. Because how can the Shomer Chinam, so to say, make business with the property of the original owner? So, Rav Yossi, you said over there that that is the halacha, not like our Mishnah. So, when you, Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, said over the name of Shmuel, the halacha is like Rav Yossi, did you mean it only in our Mishnah? Or did you also mean it in the first Mishnah? Halacha kimoso, oh, ain't halacha kimoso, achbo rishona, even in the first Mishnah. So Amar Lei, so Rav Yehuda says to Rav Shmuel ben Yehuda, and he says, Cholakai Rav Yossi, achbo rishona. Rav Yossi argues in both cases. He says, how do you do business with the original owner's animal? And regardless, Halacha kimoso afba rishona. He passes that the halacha is like Rav Yossi throughout. Furthermore, Itmar Nami was said Amar Bialozer. Rav Yelozer said the same thing. Halacha Rav Yossi afba rishona. Rav Yossi not only argues in our Mishnah where it says it but Veirish, but he even argues on the first Mishnah that says despite the fact that the Shomer Chinam paid for the item, he's not entitled to the kefil or the dal vehe. And Rav Yelozer adds Halacha kimoso afba rishona, and we pass like Rav Yossi in both cases. However, Rav Yochanan disagrees. Rav Yochanan Amar, Modahaya Rav Yossi Barishona, that no, there is no machlokis in the first Mishnah. Even Rav Yossi, who argues in the second Mishnah, where the Shomer, who was the Shomer Socher, gave it over to the Shoal, says there you can't make money based upon the Shomer Socher, so to say, making a profit off the owner, Reuven's item. He argues over there, but in the first place, because the person paid, so therefore he now acquired it. And therefore the Shomer Chinam, who was insisting upon paying rather than making a shua, he is in fact entitled, even according to Rav Yossi, to get the kefil and the dal behe. Rav Yochanan Amar, Modai Rav Yossi Rishona Shekvar Shila, because he already paid. Aymar says, we didn't say he had to pay, we just had to say he wanted to pay. Shila Min, Lo Shimin Lov, that implies, according to Rav Yochanan, only if he actually paid the money, but not if he just said he was going to pay. What? We already heard in the name of Rav Yochanan, Amar Rav Chiyah Bar Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan, Lo Shila Shila Mamash, Elokivan Shomar, Hareini Mishalev, but Rav Yochanan himself was the one that said that he didn't actually have to pay the money. Just the fact that he said, I'm going to pay the money, that entitles him to the kefil and the dal of the hay. So it seems to be a theory here in Rav Yochanan. So he says, you're right. No, Ema, this statement that we said, Rav Yochanan, Moda Rav Yossi, Rishona, Shekvar Shilei, no. Read it as, Amar, Ema, Moda Hayar Rav Yossi, Rishona, Shekvar Omar Harini Mishalim, because he said he was going to pay, not that he actually went and paid. So according to Rav Yochanan, There is only the opinion of Yossi that argues with the Mishnah in our Mishnah, but Yossi does not argue with the first Mishnah. In fact, he agrees with the first Mishnah. As soon as the Shomer says, I'm going to pay, then he's entitled to the Dalet, the Hay, as well as the Kefil. That concludes today's share.